From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week, the only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network. Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Hey, it's nice to be back with you. The last of the spring games are coming up this weekend for those schools still hosting spring games. You'll hear from six of the head coaches, one of them on the hot seat, others, many, looking to turn around disappointing seasons, and one team that kind of flew under the radar late in the season because we were so focused. I was so focused on TCU's run and what K-State was doing, kind of overlooked what Texas Tech was doing at the end of the season. And they had to use three starting quarterbacks. Joey McGuire will be one of those coaches you'll hear from. Do we even need spring football games? I mean, if we do, we're not doing them the right way. That's coming up later in What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. There's not much separation in the Big 12 standings. Ground could be made up quickly. And we saw how a team like Baylor near the bottom could give Texas up at top a run for their money. What a great series this past weekend. We'll look ahead to what's coming up. Four teams nationally ranked in softball. They all meet up against each other. Two big softball series this weekend. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
We're back on Big 12 this week. Thanks to our great radio stations across the footprint of the Big 12 for picking up our show. And if you miss it, one of those great affiliated stations, check it out later in the week as a podcast. In fact, even if you're listening to it now, if you enjoyed so much, yeah, listen to it again. Why not? Go to Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you subscribe, even the Big 12's official website, big12sports.com, and look for the big, huge, honkin' microphone icon for Big 12 This Week, and subscribe. Just search Big 12 This Week. All right, I want to spend the first couple segments here getting a taste from some of the Big 12 coaches as we get ready for the final weekend of spring games. Baylor will be hosting their green and gold game Saturday at noon. Let's get started with head coach Dave Aranda and what he is looking for in this final week of spring ball.
It's first time in the stadium for a little bit, but playing through that and making plays in the air and defensively on the edges, it was way cool to see. I thought that productive scrimmage. And I think a healthy one. My hope is that it comes out being a healthy one. And so take any questions you guys have.
With a week left before spring game, I mean, what are you kind of looking to get out of this last week?
I think, the consistency, if a guy has done something one time, we want to see him be able to do it another time. If a guy can do something in a walkthrough and can do it in a unit teach and then do it in a practice, can he do it when he crosses the bridge and gets to McLean and do it in a pressure situation? I think, the mantra of do simple better really just shows up. And it's not about, replacing things that maybe are broken. It's just fixing them. And so I think with that mindset and keeping it real basic and getting, the confidence and the knowledge of, If I'm a player and it's out there, hey, I'm struggling with something. Coach says this is what it is. I understand it. He says I have to do this. And then the next year he goes out and he fixes it and he does it. That would be good in this last week.
One thing that Coach Aranda would like to do is not drag out the starting quarterback battle. Sawyer Robinson, the transfer from Mississippi State, has been challenging Blake Shapen, the incumbent.
I think he'd like to. I think the competition, I know that the Sawyer has pushed Blake, and I think Blake's continued to improve and excel. I just looked at some really good throws today to Keytron again, and so it's cool that is starting to become a real strong connection, and looking forward to see more of that. But I think, what's good about Blake is kind of starting off slow, the whole offense, I think, kind of starting off slow, and then kind of do what we're talking about. Hey, it's broke. What is it that's broke? Let's fix it. Get back on the field. I think the more we can do that, that is really the thing that we're doing when we're out here doing this other stuff, is we're really is pushing past. You know, in the past, it might be looking for mom and dad saying, hey, it's broken. It's broken. It's not supposed to be broken. Can you fix it? And to get the maturity comes into play when they're the ones that are fixing it.
You mentioned Keetron. What has he brought? And he's, is he maybe everything you saw when y'all brought him in?
It's been impressive. Yeah, I think his, you know, not only his energy and attention in meetings, but his effort on special teams so far, and scrimmages is his, and so that's cool to see.
And as the Bears, who went 6-7 overall, 4-5 in Big 12 play, and lost their last three games, look to improve, Coach Aranda's general thoughts on the team.
You know, what they're attempting to do in the classroom, what they're attempting to do with just off the field, and the growth that encapsulates. You know, I'm proud of their effort, and I'm, you know, you want to see them do well, and you want to see them. You know, it's a race to maturity with so many of these dudes, and so you want to see them face adversity and meet it the right way. So I'm excited for that. I think the coaches, I think to this point, I've done a good job of keeping them at bay. And so it can be a player's game. And I think the spring game is generally a good week for all of that, just because people can usually get their hands on it somehow. And to keep it as basic as it can be and make it be about the player execution is really a goal.
Iowa State finished 4-8, 1-8 in the Big 12, and they lost their last three. And Coach Matt Campbell on what he needs from his quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know, I think in general, you know, whether it's Hunter, whether it's across the board, I think consistency, you know, of what's being asked of them is really important. And I think that's really been the demand since we've come back is, you know, you saw a team last year at times that was high and low and lacked consistency in some moments. And I think when you're young, that is part of the growing process. And so I think we'll be our best team across the board if we have great consistency. And obviously the guy that is handling the football the most, consistency has to start at the quarterback position.
Coach Campbell has a new offensive line coach, Ryan Clanton, who served as offensive coordinator and offensive line coach at Northern Iowa the past five seasons. This is his first year at Iowa State, and the offensive line has some consistency, and they're healthy.
Well, I think even when you go back and you watch the video, you know, Jared, there's individual successes from a year ago. You know, there are guys that are doing really good things. And you look 2020, 21, you know, and even at times in 22, you know, the offensive line, it's hard because you judge the collective whole, right? And you know, but there are a lot of individual pieces there that are having great success. And a lot of guys have played a lot of football for us and played it at a really high level at times. And, you know, I think the thing that I've, even the small reward that I've watched in 8 weeks, the transformational physical change that has occurred in that group, you know, and I think sometimes that's hard when you have older guys to make such drastic physical changes, but you're seeing that. You know, Tyler Miller, I think 338 pounds right now, you know, and man, looks great. You know, Daryl Simmons, what he looks like, you know, even Jake Remsburg, you know, Jake's been through a lot of injuries, and this is the first time he's actually had a true offseason where he's been able to work through the entirety of the offseason, even physically, what he and Grant Triver look like. So, you know, I think for that group, there's a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, and a lot of times they played really well, and it kind of goes back to my, you know, response to Randy. Consistency, if we want to be the best, we have to be able to consistently play at our best, and I have great expectation that group can do that. They certainly have the talent and ability to do that, and now we've got to put that together.
The Iowa State spring game, Saturday at 11. All right, Oklahoma went 6-7, just 3-6 in the conference. Yeah, it was a disaster for Brent Venables. But he's put that past him. That's what I was trying to say. He came up with a new word. But Coach Venables likes what he has seen halfway through spring ball. This was him earlier during the spring sessions.
It's been fun. I really like the group of guys. They worked really hard competing and straining. I see a lot of strain. I see a lot of competition across the board. You can go through every position group and talk about competition. And got a few guys banged up, the normal bumps and bruises, but I've really appreciated guys having the right mindset, showing up with a mindset of improving, getting better, you know, in here that are team-centered and have the humility and the willingness to go to work every day. That's been fun to see that organically, you know, transpire as well.
While Coach Venables encouraged by what he has seen, he is never satisfied. In fact, he says he's satisfied being never satisfied. So I guess he is satisfied.
I'm satisfied with never being satisfied, okay? I'm satisfied with being unsatisfied. You know, I've got this expectation and standards that, sorry about that, that are so high that I know that we're never going to get to where, you know, I would like to get. So you just go back after it every single day. And so it literally is never good enough, but we're getting better. And again, you're still, and then you're working on the consistency. So guys will grow and they get better. And then maybe have a day that wasn't as good as it was, you know, the day before. We practiced really good, really well on defense on Monday in a lot of areas, and not quite as good on offense on Monday. And then today was offense was a lot better in some areas. And again, defensively, not as good in some areas. So, you know, when we're really where we need to be, we're going to be consistent and we're going to show up every day. And it's going to be a 50-50 kind of practice where, you know, it's more even. So we're working on that. And we've had a few days that are like that, but we need, you know, more days like that. And tomorrow we're going to meet early and in the morning, and then we'll scrimmage.
All right. Oklahoma spring game Saturday at 2:30. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to hear from Neil Brown of West Virginia. That's a coach that's on the hot seat. Texas Tech, who I thought really came on strong at the end of the season, and then Oklahoma State trying to bounce back. Listen, Coach Gundy has been there before. He knows what needs to be fixed, and they're working on that. So that's coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average auto savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Big 12 this week can be heard on SiriusXM channel 375, 6 Eastern on Thursdays. I am really pulling for Neil Brown at West Virginia. And they've been, you know, sloshing through those 5-7, 6-6 seasons, and fans are growing a little weary. And it's time to make some things happen, and Coach Brown certainly knows that. And the reason why I'm pulling, really, it just seems when he's interacting with the media, I think he's about as honest and open as you can be. I mean, you don't want to give stuff away, but he's very open and honest and very laid-back approach. And I always feel like you're getting straight answers from Neil Brown. And if he can't say something, then he's going to say it. He's not going to try to sugarcoat it or dance around it. He'll just say, yeah, I can't really say. And so just from a standpoint of knowing where you're at with the Mountaineers, you know, that's why, you know, I'm kind of pulling for them. They went 5-7 last year, 3-6 conference record, and we'll get into their defense a little bit, but really interesting situation here. And Coach Brown had this experience when he was at Troy State, but Jimmy Bell, who plays basketball, is trying his hand at football, getting in some work on the offensive line and even tight end. He's 6'10", 285 pounds. And Coach Brown, again, says, you know, he's seeing some improvement, but we'll see at the end of the spring just whether or not this is going to develop and turn into anything.
You know, I'm trying to keep expectations within reason, right? So the things that Jimmy has that are natural – is, and I think there is some crossover between what he's asked to do in basketball and playing offensive line, okay, and playing some tight end. You know, pass pro is not, you know, when they, you know, people started playing the pick and roll game, he had to guard the guy out on the perimeter. That's not too much different than playing or pass proing. You know, you got to keep a smaller guy in front of you. All right, so there's some crossover. Obviously, the biggest difference is we can use our hands in this game, you know, and Coach Moore tells, and I've heard him say it multiple times this week, hey, you're not fouling out. There ain't no foul outs in this game, right? So just him getting used to punching and the importance of ball get off. And so what I do like about him, he's extremely coachable. And Hug said he was, and he definitely is. Extremely coachable. He works hard. You know, I think he's had an open mind on this. And I went into it with zero expectations, you know. And what I told him is, hey, let's teach you. And he's played football, all right. So this isn't like, hey, we're rolling out there and playing football for the first time. You know, he's played football. It's been since 16 or 17. Last time he played, played as a junior in high school. His last year he played, he got recruited some. You know, he's also about 60 pounds heavier. But when he went to prep school out in Arizona, they didn't have football, and he just played basketball. He's been playing since, so he has some knowledge of playing the game. But we went 2 weeks and just did fundamentals, you know, just kind of get him. And we did some cardio things because it's different. And then this week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, he's practiced, and we're going to do the same next Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and give us some time to regroup and see if it's something that we think can work or he thinks that he wants to make happen, you know. And I just try to keep expectations in reason. It's a really tough transition, but he's attacked it. And so he went today, probably, I don't have it in front of him, but I'm betting he probably went 25 plays live within 11-on-11 period and did some pass protection and some inside drill as well. And he's getting better. Like, you can see, like, considerable growth since Tuesday.
You know, it was really odd for West Virginia. They had some standout players on defense. And then that unit just didn't perform well at all. And it was really kind of strange. So they're replacing key players. But Coach Brown says, yeah, the defense has to get better.
Well, we better be better. You know what I mean? Like, the bar's pretty low for that, too. So we better be better than we were a year ago. If you're looking at it, it's hard to look at it from the whole perspective to the end, right? So we're faster on defense. Fundamentally, we are better. In tackling today, we tackled better in that stadium. Definitely improved over where we were 2 weeks ago, first time we went really live. You know, some of those questions, I'm not going to be able to answer you until we go and play games, right? I'm very confident that we're going to be better than we were a year ago. Will we miss Dante? Yes. Dante's a great player. He's going to get drafted. Like, we are definitely going to miss him. But do I think we'll be better as a defense overall? Absolutely. You know, I have full confidence in that. I think fundamentally, first of all, our pad level's better, where our angles and our strain to get to the ball is better. We're doing a better job of shedding blocks, which is very, very important, something that we were below average at last year. So, I think we're progressing. I'm not saying we've arrived, but we're progressing.
What's your thought of your cornerback situation?
Yeah, so, you know, I think if you look at it, Montre, he's had some ups and downs. You know, he can run. I think the more comfortable he gets in the system, he's going to be I think he's going to be a solid Big 12 player for us. And that's what we thought when we took him from Kent State. Great guy. He works. He's hungry. Lamp and Spells are both growing. You know, I think that those are the two guys that we really need to make a move. You know, and there's been some ups and some downs in the spring, but – I think those guys are going to be guys we can count on to play. Malachi continues, like, you know, Malachi Ruffin played good football for us at the end of the year. You know, he made the one really boneheaded play that went viral against Oklahoma State, but he also made two hell of a plays at the end of the Oklahoma State game too. And he really played pretty solid football. And so he's always going to be kind of a steady guy there. You know, and we've added a player. And we may even add another one, maybe not at corner, but in the secondary, you know, may add another one.
West Virginia's spring game set for 1 p.m. on Saturday. Now, Texas Tech went 8-5 overall. They finished in fourth place in the Big 12 with a 5-4 record, one of just four teams with a winning conference record in 2022, and they won their last four games of the season. And they just kind of flew under the radar, and they had some quarterback issues and injuries. When their quarterbacks are healthy, they're really strong and really solid. And I think if you're a Texas Tech Red Raiders fan, you've got to be excited, because I think if they keep that quarterback position healthy, they're going to be pretty good. Coach Joey McGuire talks about their previous two scrimmages.
Probably two of the most physical scrimmages that I've been a part of. On both sides of the ball, there's been some good on both sides of the ball, so that's always good to see. And then it's great to see some young guys having really good springs. The three DBs, the three mid-years, we call them the triplets, with Sanford and B.J. Jordan and Chapman. Really proud of those guys. I mean, they're going to be great football players. I don't know exactly when. We'll see if their body's ready to play this fall, but really happy with those guys. And then, you know, guys like Cam Valdez, Steve Linton, Miles Cole, just scrimmage-wise have really showed up. So, like where we're at, this is going to be a good week for us. Next week will be a heavy Tuesday and then a light rest of the week, and then we'll get ready to play really fast on that Saturday at the spring game.
And as I mentioned, their quarterback play, he's happy with both Tyler Shuck and Baron Morton. Shuck pushed the Red Raiders to an undefeated record as a starting quarterback. He appeared in 7 games overall. 5 of those were starts, and they were all wins. And he's now 8-1 as a starting quarterback at Texas Tech. And then Baron, who missed the final 3 games with an injury, was part of a Tech offense that became only the second FBS program since 1996 to have 3 different quarterbacks throw for at least 1,000 yards in a season. 4 starts came during Big 12 play for Baron, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Baylor, and TCU, where he averaged 234 passing yards a game. So they've got a very solid quarterback core.
Really good. I mean, you know, you've got 2 guys that I expect to develop and play on Sundays, you know, and they've played really well off of each other. They've had great springs. When you see them physically, you know, Shuck's 230 plus, you know, Baron's 215. So, you know, just body-wise, they're in a really good spot. But been happy with both of those guys. You know, I feel we can go out we're in a really good position.
I mentioned Shuck. I don't know if I mentioned, I said he was 8-1 as a starting quarterback at Tech. He's 12-4 over his collegiate career. The kid wins. Oklahoma State finished 7-6, 4-5 in the Big 12. They lost their final 3 games, and we've gotten used to Oklahoma State winning. Coach Mike Gundy is ready to turn things around. He recaps heading into the final week of spring ball.
We're staying healthy. Guys are getting more reps, starting to. We're done with installs, so not putting anything else in any of the 3 phases. Now we're just trying to get as many reps as we can. Cut back individual period, more full speed team periods, other than tackling, getting guys some quality work. So spring's been good. I enjoy it every day, and watching the coaches relate and players are working at it, so couldn't ask for anything else.
Coach Gundy going to talk about the offensive line and young centers. Jack Endean, a true freshman from Tucson, Arizona, 6'6", 297 pounds. And Jacoby Sanders, a true freshman from right there in Stillwater, 6'3", 336 pounds. He loves their work ethic, and this is obviously a position group that needs to improve.
You know, his maturity, I guess I should say, is different than most high school. The two kids, I mean, and Jacoby is at center's doing good. Both high school kids. The most difficult position for a guy to come in is clearly the offensive line. Now, mentally, maybe quarterback, but quarterbacks don't get hit. Offensive linemen are in the hand-to-hand combat. But Jack is very mature and is getting out there with – he's repping some with the two, so he's getting thrown around. But he's further ahead. And Jacoby the same. Jacoby's come in and done really well for a high school player. Has to snap, point things out. Extremely difficult. So we're pleased with both those guys. Well, 2 things for them. 1, they get to train with Coach Glass, which both of those guys, just use them as an example, Jacoby and Jack were in really good physical condition and have discipline enough to train on their own, but it's not the same as being here with us. So that's 1 advantage. 2nd advantage is they get to go through spring, and they're getting a lot of reps, and they see the speed and the power that it takes to be successful down in that area. And so there's no substitute for it. Like, you can tell them it's not the same. So when they come back in August, they've already been through it all. So they should be able to take strides much quicker.
You've seen Jacoby play, you know, a few times. He's walking for your son. Has he surprised you since he's been here, or is not the same?
Now, Jacoby's highly intelligent. As soon as he walked on campus in January, I think he was the third strongest player on our team. So he has two good things, categories that you want to play that position. And he's very low-key, very laid-back, and very humble. So I've seen this for a number of years now. Been watching him since he's been this tall. He'll be a great addition.
And when you look at Oklahoma State's quarterbacks, Alan Bowman comes in. He transferred over from Michigan after starting at Texas Tech. 25 games of experience Bowman has. Now, the five other quarterbacks on the roster have a total of 17 college game experiences, and nine of those coming from Peyton Thompson at Central Oklahoma, who transferred in. So Bowman brings experience on a D1 level to this young quarterback group.
He's already got it all. As soon as he got here, he started working into it, and there's a percentage, gosh, I'll bet you 60 to 70% of what we do, terminology, he's already had it at Texas Tech. It's from that same tree. So most, I don't know, about probably 50 or 60%, he was already exposed to it. So I don't see any, I haven't seen him stumble in practice once as far as terminology-wise.
Lane Green has been a guy that...
Oklahoma State, kind of a mystery team here. You know what? A lot of areas they've got to fix and clean up. We didn't even get into the defensive side of things. But they're kind of a mystery. Who do they bring in from the transfer portal? Who do they bring in over the summer? It'll be interesting to see what Oklahoma State does. They're kind of that wild card team, especially with the four new teams coming in. It's going to be pretty interesting. It's a close battle in Big 12 baseball. We'll talk about that next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at Children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit OnLocationExp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at LDirector's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack, and you can hear us on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Let's talk Big 12 baseball. Eight Cowboys drove in runs as Oklahoma State took down Oklahoma 19-8 in the first Bedlam meeting of the season. Four home runs. Here's a couple of them.
The pitch. There's a fly ball to left field and deep. You can forget about it. Going in. Goodbye. Gone. Home run. Colin Brigham. Strike out the gap. Man, it's 10-5. Two outs. Bases clear. The pitch to Rock. Drives it to right field and deep. Going in. Goodbye. Gone. Home run. Rock Riggio. Strike out the gap. Man, it's 12-8.
The Cowboys improved to 25-13. The Sooners dropped to 19-19. And with the win, Josh Holliday earned his 30th career victory against the Sooners as the Cowboys head coach. He's now 30-11 against Oklahoma in his 11 seasons as the head coach. All right, some other baseball notes. Number 14, Texas, and number 16, Texas Tech, are this week's D1 baseball top 25 teams. Oklahoma State, Tech, and West Virginia ranked in at least one poll. Kansas's Chase Jans drove in 9 runs in the April 16th game against Kansas State. That matches a KU single-game program record for RBIs and is the most for a Big 12 player this season. Back to Oklahoma State, Cowboy pitcher Jerron Watts Brown is tied for second in Division I with 83 strikeouts this season. He ranks third among active pitchers with 14.1 strikeouts per 9 innings in his career. West Virginia's J.J. Weatherholt has a .451 batting average. That's second on the Big 12's single season list. No Big 12 player has hit higher than 416 since 2001. Wow, he's having a great year. Texas Tech's Gavin Cash leads Division I first baseman with 59 RBIs to go along with a Big 12 leading 16 home runs. And that brings me to this week's Players of the Week, and it was a Texas Tech sweep. Cash had hits in all five games as the Red Raiders split at number 8 Stanford and took the series at Oklahoma. He hit 450 with three home runs and 10 RBIs. Cash named the Big 12 Player of the Week. Ryan Free was named the Pitcher of the Week. He pitched 6 2/3 innings of scoreless relief, highlighted by retiring all 15 batters he faced in relief Saturday in Norman. And the newcomer of the week is Gage Harrelson. He hit 480 for the week and had four multi-hit games, increasing his season total to a team-high 21. He went 4 for 6 with three RBIs and was a home run shy of the cycle in Friday's extra-inning game. So congratulations to Texas Tech. A nice weekend for them. Nice week. Our can't-miss games of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, TCU baseball at West Virginia, the third and fourth place teams in the conference. It's a bit of a logjam. 6 of the 9 schools have 500 or better records. And we're talking 2 games is the difference between being in 3rd or 7th in the standings. So a big weekend for the Horned Frogs, who were picked to win the Big 12. And they're just a game behind Texas. Braden Taylor, third baseman for the Horned Frogs, preseason All-American, hitting 285, down from 314 a season ago. And at this point last year had 8 home runs and 34 RBIs. Same thing, 34 RBIs, but this time 13 dingers. The Frogs as a team 6th in the conference in hitting and on-base percentage, pitching 5th in ERA. So they've got some work to do. Meanwhile, West Virginia is 2nd in hitting, and the ERA in the Big 12, coming off a series win over Oklahoma State, where the Mountaineers took 2 out of 3. So they've been pretty steady. And they get to play at PNC Park tonight against their regional rival, Pitt. And those are the can't-miss games of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. So a statement series for both teams. So here's the difference between 1st and 8th in the Big 12. Texas needed a rally, scoring 3 times in the 7th and once in the 8th to hold off Baylor 7-6 to take the series. The other 2 games were one-run slugfest, and Baylor 5-10 in conference play. And they've lost by 2 in 11 innings at Oklahoma State, lost by a run at Kansas. They lost by 2 and 1 hosting Texas this past weekend. So 4 of their 10 Big 12 losses have been close. So Mitch Thompson has Baylor battling. And plus, you throw in a one-run loss and an extra-inning loss in midweek games. I mean, they're close. They're close. So the weekend schedule, as we mentioned, TCU at West Virginia. Oklahoma State is at Kansas. Baylor at Texas Tech. Oklahoma at Texas. And Kansas State steps out of Big 12 play there at UC Irvine. A big softball weekend is coming up. That's next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We return to Big 12 this week. Our look at women's athletics brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. Women's professional fast pitch, the WPF, held its draft on Monday night. Oklahoma's Alex Duraco chosen first overall by the Oklahoma City Spark. A total of 5 Big 12 players selected, and the Big 12 tied for second among all leagues in the number of picks. Joining Sirocco from OU was Haley Lee, who was taken with the first pick in the fourth round by the OKC Spark, and Grace Lyons, who the Texas Smoke chose with the second pick of the sixth round. And the Sooners, with their 3 picks, led all schools in draftees. Oklahoma State's Rachel Becker was drafted with the 5th overall pick in the second round, and Kylie Naomi was selected with the 3rd pick of the third round as the Smash It Sports Vipers took both players. And they will not be able to sign with those teams until the end of this collegiate season when their eligibilities have been exhausted. The WPF is entering its second season, and they'll expand to 2 more teams. All right, more softball notes. The Big 12 has 4 ranked teams in the top 25 coaches poll, 3 of them in the top 7. Oklahoma remains at number 1. Oklahoma State stays at number 3. Texas moves up to number 7, and Baylor moves up to 16th, and the conference's 4 ranked teams all meet up. Number 1 Oklahoma heads to Waco to face the 16th ranked Bears, who are the only team so far this season to beat the Sooners. And the top seven showdown takes place in Austin beginning on Thursday as the number three Cowgirls take on the seventh-ranked Longhorns in a 2022 Women's College World Series semifinal rematch. And that first game on Thursday at 8, you can watch it on ESPN2. It's been a rough go for Iowa State, last in the Big 12, last in the standings at 2-10. But Iowa State did take down Oklahoma State in 11 innings on the road, the Cyclones' second ever win over a number three team and the first since beating number three Texas back in 2005. And they just had a nice doubleheader sweep over Southeast Missouri State on Tuesday, a 12-0 and 4-0 win in a doubleheader up in Ames. And Southeast Missouri leads the Ohio Valley, a very good team. So a couple of bright spots here for the Cyclones midway through the season. Oklahoma State lost to Wichita State 3-1 in 8 innings. So they get ready for their big game and series against Texas again starting on Thursday. And by the way, Kansas taking on their out-of-conference rival Mizzou on Wednesday evening, that game going on right now. Baylor's Anna Watson was named the Player of the Week, Texas's Mack Morgan Pitcher of the Week. Watson hit her first home runs of the season. She hit three of them during the week. Not bad for the junior. She also hit .438 and had a league-leading 12 RBIs. And Morgan picked up three wins over the week and was the only pitcher to throw multiple complete game shutouts, beating Texas Tech in 7 innings before tossing 5 innings against the Jayhawks in the Longhorns' 10-0 win. Morgan has now thrown a career-long 20 consecutive innings of scoreless softball over her last 4 appearances. That's our look at women's athletics, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wrapping up here on Big 12 This Week with What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. My beef is, do we even need spring games? Do we even need a spring? Some of them aren't even games. They're glorified practices. West Virginia head coach Neil Brown talks about the challenges that coaches face with the spring game.
Here's the thing that's changed about spring games. They're all TV. They're on TV. Everybody has access to them. Everybody that we play at the early part of the year, first thing they're going to do is pull out what we did in the spring game. From a coaching perspective, like, you always got to think about that is, okay, if I was coming to watch a spring game, like, what would I want to see? Well, I want to see some type of competition. We're going to do some things that are interactive with some kids and things like that. That adds to it. Some real football. We're not going to go out there and play 4 quarters of real football. But if y'all got any good ideas, tell Monty too. Maybe use y'all's ideas.
Well, yeah, I have suggestions. What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. If you're running stuff in your spring game that your first opponent is scoping out on you, if you're worried about that as a college coach, and believe me, you guys know a lot more about the game than I do, but if that's what you're worried about, you got problems. If you're Chris Kleiman and you're concerned about Southeast Missouri watching your spring game, if Oklahoma State is worried about Central Arkansas, now, Coach Brown has a point. Their first game is against Penn State, but still. And I know Oklahoma is going to draw 80,000 people. Yeah, fans want to see competition. Just here's what fans want to see. They want to see the offense do well, because what is the spring game? The spring game, yes, it's your final practice. That spring game serves one purpose: to promote the program and get the fans who show up and get those who watch it on TV, get them excited, and recruits and possible transfers excited about your program. So what do they want to see? Competition? Yes. But really what they want to see is your offense move the ball. And you can do that in a very basic manner. You can have your defense running a very basic baseline defense and shred your defense, because you want your fans watching on TV or at the game to see touchdowns and long passes and big runs. And you want them leaving that stadium in April. You've got those people walking away going, oh, this is exciting. I'm ready to go. That's what the spring game needs to be. What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Thank you for listening. I'm Bill Pollack. We'll be back again next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.